A lot of talk we have been over the past year during the pandemic about people who have long-term effects, these long haulers. So I guess you would know if you're feeling some effects over time, but now they're actually trying to develop a test that could tell you if you're a long hauler.
Exactly that. So as you know, in the emergency rooms, the most often than not, I'm treating acute or new symptoms of COVID-19. But recently, there's been more and more patients that are coming in with chronic or long-term symptoms associated to COVID-19. And scientists estimate that up to 30% of people who have COVID-19 continue to develop symptoms 4 or more weeks after their initial diagnosis. And these symptoms can be variable. They can include symptoms of fatigue, mental fogginess, difficulties with sleep, intermittent chest pain or shortness of breath, digestive problems. Some patients even have changes in their menstrual cycles. And some even have intermittent fevers for reasons that we can't immediately identify. And you know what? Scientists have found specific antibodies in blood testing of patients with long-haul symptoms. And these types of antibodies are a little different. They actually attack normal, healthy cells. And in science, we call these autoantibodies. And they're developing a test for this. It's new and it's preliminary, but it might be available and accessible as early as this winter to help patients answer the question, do I or do I not have long-haul syndrome?